Hey yo, we's having a ball, and you mic and they ask me, can I kick it?
Word.
Can I kick it?
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Thank you.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
God's morning, family. It's a new year. It's the beginning of a decade. I spit live to a friend a few nights ago. I watched the ball drop twice a few nights ago. We toasted and hosted a personal show. Tears flowed and we laughed. A few of you came up in conversation, then we clapped. It's hard to thank all who gave, but we thank all who stayed true to what we do. We are the voices of change. To name names, we need an archive to display them. You want to avoid all this mayhem? Then put your thoughts on paper or just say them. We are the Langston Hughes and Maya Angelous of today. And today is what's left of yesterday. Now tomorrow's where we come in. I'm not a leader, but I'll lead you from where you've been. A ballot not cast is a ballot back to the past. I wouldn't want that for my enemies. It's time to eat and not fast. shocking all oohs and ahs. Sunshine Anderson, we heard it all before. Baby this, baby that. I think it's time we start spitting facts. Get our minds on track. We can still entertain. But that minstrel show flow ain't a part of the bigger picture. Brothers and sisters, I'm with you. Spit the fire that's in you. Just give life a little slice. From the get that God lent you. We all don't borrow time. I'm neither apologizing how I use mine nor suggesting how you use yours. But we either get on this political stick or be prepared for a civil war. 2020 is now reality. Are your resolutions just a fallacy? Or the same old in 2 days you feel complete? I'm not an activist, but if we act to this, think of the possibilities. All those other bullshit caucuses would be history. Do you realize we actually decide who wins? People of color have been the majority since 5 turns of the century. Why burn what was meant to be? Don't forget your Black Wall Street history. This is my first of many conscience-driven perspective of 2020. Next artist.
Nothing will disrupt my poetic flow. Lyrical authenticity I bring, that's for sure. I've unlocked the sixth chakra, and within its deep connection combined, my mind defined by whatever definition I am so inclined. I'm not limited to one topic or have a one-track mind. I bring focus and versatility on any subject you find. I got a cornucopia of topics on my mind speed dial, all the while exercising the freedom of my lyrical style. My sixth sense is natural for my mind to use. Offer an apology? I think not. I've paid my dues. Did I mention intuition has a clear disposition and allows me to see through suspicious intentions? I'll call my own shots. My third eye can see. So I'm warning you now. Don't start no shit with me. Don't come at me phony or faking the funk. My third eye sees through all of that junk. I'll call that shit out. Yeah, I'm a woman with spunk. I expect to be respected and to be treated right, because I'm a woman that ain't forgot how to fight. So don't play with me. Stay with me. Don't be cliche with me. Be black and white, not gray with me. And when I read you, be transparent as an X-ray with me. My insight is tight. I'm polite despite. The light some think they shine is dark as night. I'm about connecting mutual energy, collective synergy. That's why I'm choosy who I want to be around me. If you step wrong with me, you'll never again get that opportunity. I don't write for you. I write for me. It feeds and fuels my intellectual ability. I know who I am. And when I'm weak, I'm still strong. I will put you in your place if with me you come wrong. Regardless of being polite and my disposition, behind fake smiles, I see hidden opposition. My third eye can detect deceitful intention, connecting the dots, aligning in proper position. I'm an alpha, a link leader, like a preposition. My lyrical composition is a source of ammunition. My insight, my instinct is pretty accurate, no doubt. My third eye is always activated, so I advise you to watch out. Quiet storm, in peace.
She's a big witch and a groupie. She'll never learn what it is to be whole.
She appears to be kind-hearted, but she is filled with woe-is-me stories of her childhood playing a victim, all while claiming while being lost to the system. Poor soul suffers from severe mental disorders, and no one knows her true story because of her fabricated story. Unfortunately, living a fantasy life well into her 40s in her vindication for glory. She had a sexual hunger that made like a relay that caused her to have more kids than Bebe. She could not handle the pressure, so she gave a few away, which leads to the story coming into play. She never felt the real love from a man other than her father, so she gave it away freely to any man and father. Instead of being a better mother, she wanted to find love instead of loving herself. But she later actually found writing and poetry to be a relief and somewhat of a coping method for her damaged mental health. She has this yearning for the limelight so much that in her mind she's bigger than what she really is. So she pretends she is an imaginary star. Any male artist that has mainstream or underground success that she considers attractive, she wants to latch on to. She's not bad looking, so they might bite, knowing she's so desperate for attention and she's an easy lay. She want to get by with a come up, not realizing she the one that's getting played. This is the makings of a bedwench and a groupie. She's so out of her mind with the fantasy limelight that she don't realize her own downward plight. All her so-called friendships or relationships end in turmoil because of her selfish ways. She fails to admit the error in her ways. She's 1,000 times alone and miserable. How does she count the ways? She named herself a make-believe character to loathe herself in an artsy way to indulge in her sexual escapades while going around telling folks she's celibate. Poor child got a lying condition. Too bad she put herself in these positions. She got rumors going around that she's got a not-so-fresh scent. Word around the block is that she's the butt of jokes. Yet she has these make-believe stories that stars want to be with her and throw her birthday parties. She needs to get over herself and lay down for a while. The price she pays for being a bedwitch and a groupie. In conclusion, her poetry might be her greatest asset while claiming to put out her first book. Not having discipline or work ethic leaves her shook. At times, she likes to steal ideas from others, especially collabs. Still no overwhelming attention, so she's going to keep faking it. She loves to make videos of her inbox being disrespected by thirsty dudes trying to get at her, but it's her who entices them undercover and tries to blow up a spot to get attention. She is her own reality show gone wrong. Her life is one pitiful, sad song. The truth about herself and her sexual demons she keeps erasing all the while, whichever hot male artist, author, or poet she's steadily clout chasing. This is a life and time of a bedwench and a groupie.
Bedwench and a groupie, yeah.
In peace.
The other night, you know, I went to the Deja Vu to listen to the sounds, you know, have a drink or two. Who knows, maybe even spit a few. And you know that's what us poets do. She served me this drink. The drink looked kind of blue. Greenish blue. But y'all know how I do. So I had a drink or two. Man, I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the Deja Vu. Through sleepy eyes, I saw Ella Fitzgerald. man, can she scat? I saw Louis Armstrong. How about that? Then she announced, coming to the mic, the bird. Mr. Charlie Parker. You heard? Then he blew this magical tune. And I got high as a motherfucker in June. Yeah. Finger snaps, finger snaps, finger snaps. Then to the mic came this cat standing around 5'8", but sounding like Marvin Gaye. And he said, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? I said, what's going on? Something like that. But yeah, that day, he sure sounded like Marvin Gaye. No freaking way. And all we could say was, wow. The hostess laughed. Then swore the featured artist would top all that. And the audience, once again, we shouted, no way, no how. Yeah. Then she melodically announced, coming to the mic is Miles. He wore dark shades, sitting atop a pointed nose, right next to high cheekbones. As he filled the room with soulful monotone, oh, I shouted, Lord, I'm ready to go. Take me home, take me home. I felt a hand on my shoulder. I thought it was Jesus. But it was just some dude shouting, hey, words, wake up, you're up next. Now I realized it wasn't Ella, Louis, Charlie, Marvin, or Miles did I see. It was just a room full of poets reciting poetry. Just a room full of poets at the Deja Vu. Just a room full of poets reciting poetry. Just a room full of poets reciting poetry.
What is the measure of a man? Is it the power that he holds in the palms of his hand? Is it the grace in his stand? Or determination that he shows behind a prideful glance? What is the measure of a man? I find myself falling for societal contradiction. He has a cornucopia of offspring. I have none. I am not barren, extremely fertile. In fact, I just have none. These progeny are attached to multiple birth vessels, one of which has already produced her drama card. He brings home more Andrew Jacksons than Benjamin Franklins. His mutual funds are dissected and distributed amongst the young with his features. There is not much left over for me. He rides more often than he drives, and on occasion, he borrows more than he lends. I have more than he from the outside looking in. A reversal of fortune is more readily acceptable by society. But he treats me like I am the original Eve. Now, does that make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? We met by chance in an underground oasis, stalking, hunting each other simultaneously. He has views of polyutopia dominating all that he surveys. His thought patterns defy conventional wisdom. Treading a new path daily is his liability. More than intellectual, brilliance is an insult. His confidence has birthed a new religion in me. His beauty is unconventional. Not what I'm typically attracted to, but he draws me like a magnet. Staring into his eyes intimidates my soul. He has hypnotized me. Relishing in his herbal relaxant, no excuses are offered in a futile attempt to conform. The conviction of his credence is an aphrodisiac in itself. It makes me want to do some extremely ignorant things within his personal space. Now, does that make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? Occasionally, frequently, I have to pick up the check. But when the waitress arrives, she is none the wiser, for I slip the cash to him under the table, soon to be rewarded for hours in appreciation of his pride. His supernatural prowess is one more thing the man can never take from him. Proudly he wields his phallus like a sword. And though this physical compensation is not required, I am not foolish enough to turn my back on bliss. Does this make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? Oh, yes, he is truly a real man, and he deserves to be loved by me. For yes, God does bless the child that has his own, but he also does not forsake those in the struggle to get there. So know that it is just as easy to love a rich man as it is to love his struggling brother. I am edified by my choice. Be clear when you make yours. What is the measure of a man? Is it the power that he holds in the palms of his hands? Is it the grace in his stance? Or determination that he shows behind a prideful glance? What is the measure of a man?
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
If I talk too much, you see, I'm trying desperately to be understood. If I seem a little shy, it's for all the times that I hit my heart in the dark. Like in all the storybooks, the white knight came and took the little girl. Alone in the world, you don't try to overwhelm. When I sometimes undersell the way I feel, now I believe I am. Like you do for me, I am love, love. For the first time I know that it's real. Oh, you make me feel I am love. See me, fully formed and ever changing. Let eyes that seek find me, and there rest content with what they see. Both with effort and through nature, let beauty be what you see. Hear me, wait not for your turn to speak, if to listen to me is what you seek. Hold space in your mind to take in what I share, what I hold deep within. Trust that it is perspective and take it in without fear. Let my truth be what you hear. Speak to me. Soft or not, words have impact. They are knives when they lack fact. If they were bullets, would you shoot? By withholding weaponized truth from your spirit, heart, and mind, no better conversation will I find. No deeper promise do I seek. When words of love are what you speak. Feel me, whether touch of my skin or deeper within. Know that connection is not a sin. To absorb my spirit through fingertips, to take my love to your lips, to know my pain when I won't speak it, to sense my fear and with purpose seek it. Placing yourself between them and me, let me know you feel me. Sense me. Feel me. To me, it's the same. Know that our connection is no game. Know that heaven sent comes with a hard road to climb. Know that through it all, we still rhyme. When the way is dark, with no light to guide you through, I hope you sense me the way I sense you. Trust me. My heart is delicate, and so, and yours is too. Yet we test the limits of what we will and won't do. We set boundaries and barriers and dare the other to bear them. When knowing we're enough can teach us both to best navigate them. I won't cause your pain to make a point. I would never betray your trust to make a buck. Believe that your happiness is intertwined with mine. I see the man you are and accept. Know that I am where your heart is kept. In my arms is the last place you really slept. Know that my role as queen is with thee. These very human things could set us both free. Spiritual beings having human experiences, come, be human with me. Next artist.
Poetic love, poetic love, poetic love, poetic love. There are no words beautiful enough to describe you. You are everything I dreamed of times two. I don't want to bore you with a bunch of adjectives and metaphors, but from the sentiments of my heart and mind, the words I must explore. The love I have for you stretches beyond infinite ways. Every moment spent with you is cherished. These are golden days. If I could pick one word to describe you, remarkable, maybe another intangible, all I know is that what we have is pure natural, beyond spiritual. You're my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my whole universe. And I find myself thinking the heavens above, and I say this out of poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love. You are the music dancing in my head, which makes me smile from ear to ear. You are the melody that keeps me calm in spite of my fears. You are my raft that leads me to shore when my rivers run deep. At night, you're my full moon that watches over my sleep. You're my morning sun that awakens me. You're my gentle breeze that soothes my soul with ease, emotionally, spiritually, naturally, fearlessly. I'm falling so deep into the feelings I express to you poetically. You and I and you, you plus me, a combined and a oneness of we. Poetic love, poetic love. This was not a poetic love. And peace.
Come with me, my love. Coax the flow from my urethra. You're such a beautiful and totally unique girl. Such a pleasure to finally meet you in this place of heat and colors. The flesh we hold between us truly needs no cover. Don't move right now. Let's hold this stare into forever. Our pulse will beat with heat. No use for shackles or tethers. Be free with me as I describe this incredible feeling. We hold this space in this warm embrace. See me. See you. No need to stare at ceilings. Slow grind, sip wine. I don't mind if you tell me how you like it. I'm here for you to teach me, to learn you and never spite it. If I bite you right there, will you come quickly to my flare? Or will you place palm on thigh and guide my glide? Or simply moan, yes, baby, right there? Tasting the contours of you everywhere. I think this X is kicking in. Every part is thickening. The pace of our hearts is quickening. Oh, sweet flesh of mine, you're glistening. Are you listening? I can hear love. We can't fear love. We're almost here, love. Making love in full light, and your walls pull just right. Fellatio with labia, damn, you're an amazing girl. Because we haven't moved an inch away from this way of loving. A bay full of waves, and baby, the tide is coming. Nails are rubbing my back, fingertips on their gluteus max, sex on relax as I freestyle and key. I'm your baritone sax. Shaped like a cello in this sensual concerto. Let's play through the night and avenge two long lost passion. Two useless thrashing and smashing and tapping out. Too sore for tomorrow when we'll want more tomorrow. Stay here, my stare. I want to see who I pleasure. I want to see if you quiver if I do this. Oh, shit. Next artist.
See, this is what I told her. Just want your thighs up on my shoulders. You like your men a little older, full of confidence and bolder. Shorty love, she ain't no thought. Men and women want what she got. 5'2" fly Coca Latina mix. All who love to know that she has tricks. My time with Shorty made me feel the winner. Learn Shorty's tricks, the girl's a spinner. And tell you super head and got shit on Shorty. But she'll only fuck with you if you're over 40. See, this is what I told her. Just want your thighs up on my shoulders. You like your men a little older, full of confidence and bolder. Shorty's body-mind combo make her seduce her. When I seduced her, she just got looser. She loved my meat pounding deeply inside her. To my surprise, this girl's a squirter. She loves to change it up, slower to faster. Young submissive looking for her sensual master. See, this is what I told her. Just want your thighs up on my shoulders. You like your men a little older, full of confidence and bolder. The first touch, shorty, you must touch her mind with confidence, intelligence, and being kind. Come to her with truth, no played out lines. Express your love for the Holy Father, divine. Can't rush things with shorty, gotta take your time. Woo with poetry, songs, and heartfelt rhymes. See, this is what I told her. Just want your thighs up on my shoulders. You like your men a little older, full of confidence and bolder. For the bold choice to step to shorty love, with no pussy fit dick better than glove. A beauty moves me, gives confidence a shove. I become the dreamer, she's who I dream of. Can tell from her gifts, she's blessed from above. Guess you can tell I loved shorty, last name love. See, this is what I told her. Just want your thighs up on my shoulders. You like your men a little older, full of confidence and bolder. This is what I told her. Just want your thighs up on my shoulders. You like your men a little older, full of confidence and bolder. Next song.
The world's a better place, one would ponder. As the taste of famine fills the land, living death's past, man killing man. You remember greed, the habit, the have and the have-nots, wondering who's next. Earth's billion seeds lost in yesterday's tomorrow. Read me like posted forevers. Images lifted, memories read, third world coming. American nightmare, too late to change the channel on that shit. Dark Man Blues.
Forget your Jim Crow. We got everything we need and money flow. From bustling shops to our very own banks giving out loans, allow me to put things into proper perspective. It's 1921, and the SoCal Negro's dollars is finally getting respected. The white counterparts are starting to get the message. Black folks just might be doing better than them. So forget your white-only water fountains, friends. Segregation has taught us one thing. The black dollar is stronger than it's ever been, circulating in the neighborhood for at least 45 days before a white hand could ever call it pay. I can only imagine the jealousy that's formed the KKK. Despite all the oppression per se, subtract my history, taught to pray your way, brainwashed to be wicked only to me. Y'all know the rest. Instead of a humble request of asking a black man to cut a check, they'd rather burn, pillage, and wrap ropes around people's necks. Oh, these former oppressors couldn't swallow this pill. A black neighborhood looking as fine as Beverly Hills. They looted. They burned the blacks up the railroad tracks, methodically invaded this prosperous black community like rats. Black's Wall Street simply was making too much cheese, educating our children in better schools with ease, high-stepping out of mansions, envied by this treacherous Klansman, their greatest nightmare, realized. perpetual wealth conceived by a slave. Oh, no way. City officials, get on the take. Law enforcement was simply a disgrace. Insurance policy should have been written on toilet paper. Now, brothers were planning skyscrapers. Mr. Charlie, the ultimate epitome of a green-eyed hater, cut phone lines and telegraph wires. Can't call for help later. Bombing U.S. homes on American soil after the Buffalo Soldier sacrificed and toiled on the same mutual battlefields overseas. Shot in these hometown streets over hatred and greed. And it's raining bullets now. Airplanes with machine guns in the clouds. Mass graves are needed to bury its citizens underground. Burning flesh singes the noses of this incredible beast, killing men and women and children in their sleep. This is even beyond Willie Lynch's cup of tea. This is the devil himself paying a visit. His greatest lie told, he doesn't exist. The newspaper downplayed all of this, fudging the death toll to 29, knowing it was in 1,000, not to mention claiming the niggers are rioting and burning their own damn houses. Meanwhile, no white arrests were ever made. While the newly homeless blacks housed behind barricades, concentration camps for the victims of this aftermath, feeling like a salted wound, watching the perpetrators wear the minks off their backs, while they scurry about over their old donated rags, word comes, while some hiding in the woods, there is no more neighborhood. Over 600 homes gone for good. 21 churches destroyed. No more Greenwood. No one is returning. Black Wall Street is definitely burning in peace.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Bring your peace, bring your peace, bring your
go
peace.
In, go in,
grand peace,
grand peace,
grand peace.
How wish she could be my homie, my lover and my friend all the time. I wish she could be my homie and lover and my friend all the time. You know, I gotta come correct with this freestyle because there's something I wanna say that's on my mind that's kinda leaving my third and fourth and fifth eye blind. You see, I love this sister with all my heart. She's been there right from the very start. But at times I feel like we don't even connect because of our past experiences. Sometimes it doesn't allow us to connect and put our egos in check. You know, there's times when I can talk to her about anything, and there's times when I really feel like I can't, when I require more sensitivity. Now, sister, don't get me wrong. I understand your aches and pains, and you understand mine, but sometimes I don't always need your tough love, shawty. Sometimes I need you to have not only just a listening ear, but a baby, I'm here, and maybe your soft, sweet voice, and maybe your soft, sweet compliments like you require from me. And I understand that you were raised with the man gotta be a man, and at the same time, you're willing to help a man when he's down and be there for him, but you still hold on to some of these old-fashioned ways of thinking that a man is not supposed to feel anything when he's getting it from all sides. What you gotta understand, my love, is if I'm telling you I'm getting it from all sides, that doesn't include you. All I'm saying is be my comfort zone to run to. Stop being such a hard ass and so combative when you got an opinion. Because I could be on the verge of a suicidal thought. And you wouldn't even think of it because of the energy that you brought. You see, you need to get out of that Adam and Eve King James way of thinking. Some of my sisters, hear my brothers out sometimes. I shouldn't have to go to my homie to confide if I need a little sensitivity, especially if they ain't laying beside him and I'm not intimate with him. So what is it with you that I can go to my homie and my best friend and I can't come to you and hear your compelling sweet voice and your compelling sweet words? You got to be an asshole sometimes. It's not cool. So, sister, why you can't show me a little bit of sensitivity? Why do you want me to show you my softer side when I could be down and out and almost crying and you acting like you don't give a fuck? Sometimes everybody don't need your tough love. But when you come running to me, I can speak to you in sensitivity and you can run in my arms. At no time, I might give you one tough love statement and that's it. But you can't request soft things from me if you're not willing to give it. So, sister, can you be my homie, my lover? And that's not saying that you can't tell me things I don't need to hear. Because sometimes tough love is needed. But if I tell you as a black man I'm going through it all and I'm getting it from all sides, stop being so goddamn self-absorbed that you can't see that for me, I need you to ride and I don't need your Shiva tough conform shit. Maybe I just need you. Maybe I need you to be my pillow sometimes when I get down. Can you be my homie, my lover, and my friend over time? Can you be my lover and my friend and my homie all the time?
In peace.
This ain't the show and this ain't the place, but damn, Laurie. Back where I came from. There was no slack where I came from by saying something so insanely dumb. What the fuck's on your mind, son? What place can you erase a history of hate when you only wanted to bind them, brown men? You barred their women. I'm trying to be kind here. We see too many reminders from our time here. Back to where I came from, you ask. I came from poverty, you ask. I came from a time when it was policy to bother me. Now you ask me to return where I came from? No apologies can comp me. In return, I shop where I came from, where they still constantly follow me. If I don't like something, I'm not going to keep swallowing. Gaslighting the mindset of those blind sects back to those atrocities and the policies with that false statement of democracy, all men are created equal. I can see through those words that reek of hypocrisy. They weren't written in the spirit of including me, excluding me, yes. Being rude to me, yes. Abusing me, secluding me, uprooting me, hell to the no. Now, if you want to go back to where you came from, now exactly where that would be, son. Because geographically and ancestrally, you were right next to me, son. Do you fear that tree of ancestry or the truth and proof of your percentage of me? You don't truly believe what you read, son. If you read some, dollar men, removing the funds from your pocket men, rocket men, leveling the structures you wallow in. If we leave, who's going to be left to stock it, man? So drop it then. Perpetually talking about a place where we've never been, except being poor. Oh, I've been there before. Being broke, being a brunt of off-color jokes. You people, you folks, you hope we go back to them ropes. You still hanging us on uneven, slippery slopes. After those steeple people supposedly save your soul, has the truth ever been told? sold to the highest bidder. Now you figure you still hold that trigger, legally easing me back into a time of high old silver? So where's the reason? There's no discernment from the vermin. What have you learned, man? Are you referring to the motherland or back to my mother's glands? Is it that hard to say African? Because hearing it isn't the only organ we listen with. See no, hear no, back to ground zero. I wonder, is this the solution or the Rasputin you're looking for? Because all of these methods have been tried and tested, and y'all love to go to war. Back to where I came from, it's about as lame as that title you represent, son. Pick one kingdom where you see them as weak, because this freedom reeks of inequity. Next artist.
Hell no.
You leave me no choice.
No!
Don't. You get these back when Frank is head of the household in charge of the family money.
Do you think I can deck you right now?
She's the epitome of everything good and nice. Her words are so sweet, I make her say everything twice. And I dream about her on a constant. She's above anything raunchy. She's classy, yet sassy, all at the same time. She's my sweet oasis, cool like chilled wine. It just boggles the mind that she's so fine, but sometimes I allow her to enter my dreams. But she's a takeover artist, so with the entire scene, what? I'm just talking about my E, my future, my beautiful queen. And I'm saving myself for her alone, because I've envisioned our matching thrones, our diamond-studded gold crowns to match, and nobody's ever taken the place of that. Be still, my love. I'm waiting for you, and I'm building a kingdom that's made for two. I'm forever true, like the sky is blue. I will always cherish you. I represent you well, whether I'm here or there. Speak your name out loud and clear. Embrace you, baby. You'll have no fear about me. Oh, yes. You're my future. You're my queen. You're my beautiful E. And I hope you're listening, because I prayed for your arrival, prepared for your survival. I will never deny you your wonderful title, but it's imperative you do as I do. Don't be fooled by these other fools. This dream here will definitely come true. You for me and me for you. You're my sacred promise I would never break. You're my lovely keepsake, my wonderful helpmate. I wish I could see your face, knew where to look for you. How long is this race? I can't wait to love my honey face. You're my best kept secret, and you're just for me. Y'all better look at that sister, because she's fit for a king. I'll be traveling the world with my favorite girl, diving for seashells for her pretty pearls, making love in the beach of sand, holding hands while we understand each other's heartbeat. My beautiful Eve tastes so sweet, like forbidden fruit I can keep. I just want to kiss your eyelids when you sleep. Yes, my love, this love is deep in peace.
A shared moment
paper dreaming this life and its reality. You wanting more from me. On top of the misery, truth my freedom. Not because you say, no longer chained by the hope of future intentions of better living, the making of America, my legacy. The scars on my back, proof of those 400 years you can't give. True faces telling lies. You see, America paints itself the place to be, masquerading freedom, confronted with its own truth, saying who, and yet thinking she will not repeat her past. We are the animals killing the animals. One day we will kill ourselves while waiting for the next generation to evolve from extinction. You see, the news is a new game. You ain't gonna win believing the tales they tell, like taking some pill because they say it's good for you. The small print, that's the real. They say he couldn't win, now they're making up shit about how he got in. You can see that plan. He said, take back our land. Wait, they stole it. All pundits had it wrong. They still do, like Fox News. He still lying too. Got America believing and a fool. Tarkman Blues.
Burnt parchment floats up, still glimmering in fiery rage, until nothing is left but the most delicate collection of fragments, tenuous connection based on the remembered page, now gone. The wind, no stranger to fire, claims her prize and piecemeal. Fragments of words no longer remembered, loosed to the open air, forever said. Nature's vacuums require hidden vortex, and few can resist the pull of below. Whether belt line or known world, its draw is magnetic. I owe it no part of this light, and thus I withdraw it. Not to be dimmed, but to be acknowledged for its own sake. Not to shine brighter, but to, yes, shine brighter. The rising road again finds my soul, and thus my soul. And as easily as I came, I go. That's at peace.